Minnesota Senator Tina Smith retiring could ignite a political firestorm within her state's Democratic Farm Labor Party. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is the first to seriously indicate that she will run for the Senate. Governor Tim Walz, who is eligible to run for a third term, is also expressing interest in the Senate seat. This week, the down-ballot political blog writers also reported that Congresswoman Angie Craig, giving no indication that she would yield to either Governor Walz or Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, is confirming her interest in possibly becoming a Senate candidate. Therefore, should this high-level multi-candidate Democratic primary develop, such a campaign could become divisive. In an August primary, with a short general election cycle, it is probable that the eventual nominee would be more vulnerable than usual in a Minnesota general election campaign. A new poll was released for the Georgia Senate race, and we again see data showing Republican Governor Brian Kemp leading first-term Democratic Senator John Ossoff. The Quantas Insights mid-February survey found Governor Kemp holding a 49-42% advantage over Senator Ossoff. The governor has not yet indicated that he will run for the Senate. Testing against any other potential Republican candidate, Senator Ossoff holds the advantage. Former Kansas City Royals president and ex-general manager Dayton Moore is confirming that he is considering entering the open 2026 Kansas governor's race. Mr. Moore, a Republican, was a longtime Royals executive, including his time as general manager when the team won the 2014 World Series. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is term limited in 2026, and there has so far been little activity in terms of potential gubernatorial candidates coming forward in either party. Turning to Oklahoma, ex-State House Speaker Charles McCall entered the open Republican gubernatorial campaign this week. He will oppose Attorney General Gentner Drummond, who announced his candidacy several weeks ago. The Republican nomination process will likely determine term-limited Governor Kevin Stitt's successor. The Oklahoma primary will be scheduled for late June, with an August runoff if no candidate receives majority support in the initial vote. Finally, in San Antonio, Texas, Democratic City Councilman John Courage this week became the 27th candidate vying to replace term-limited Democratic Mayor Ron Nuremberg. The San Antonio mayor's race has the potential of attracting a great deal of political attention later this year. The crowded field suggests a Republican could venture into the general election, which could mean a highly competitive electoral battle in the Alamo City. The initial election is scheduled for May 3, 2025. If no candidate receives majority support in that election, the top two finishers will advance to a June 7th runoff campaign. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.